Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a four-day visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman beginning 15th of this month. Sheikh Hasina's party Awami League demands neutral caretaker government for Bangladesh to hold free and fair general elections. Thailand's Prime Minister Anuthan Charanwirakul dissolves parliament paving way for early elections. Canada amends new anti-hate bill C9 to distinguish sacred Hindu, Jain and Buddhist swastika from Nazi symbol. Fresh earthquake of magnitude 6.7 hits Japan, tsunami alert issued. And in cricket, ACC Under-19 Asia Cup 2025 begins in Dubai. India invited to bat first against host UAE in the opening match. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a four-day visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman from the 15th of this month. On the first leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will travel to Jordan at the invitation of the King of Jordan, Abdullah bin Al Hussein. During the visit, the Prime Minister will meet King Abdullah II to review the entire gamut of relations between India and Jordan and exchange perspectives on regional issues. We have a report.
Marking the 75th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries, the visit presents an opportunity to further strengthen India-Jordan bilateral engagement, explore new avenues of collaboration for mutual growth, and promote regional peace, prosperity, security and stability between the two countries. On the 16th of this month, Mr. Modi will proceed to Ethiopia, marking his first visit to the country. During his stay, the Prime Minister will hold wide-ranging discussions with Dr. Ali on all aspects of India-Ethiopia bilateral ties. As partners in the Global South, the visit will reaffirm the shared commitment of the two nations to advance close ties of friendship and bilateral cooperation. In the final leg of his visit on December 17, the Prime Minister will reach Oman at the invitation of Oman Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Bangladesh, the deposed Premier Sheikh Hasina's Awami League has demanded a neutral caretaker government to hold free and participatory general elections. The party has rejected the poll schedule announced by what it called the Illegal Government's Illegal Election Commission. Bangladesh Chief Election Commissioner AMM Nasiruddin has announced to hold the general elections on the 12th of February next year. More from our correspondent.
The Awami League has issued a sharp warning saying that holding a national election without the country's oldest and largest political party would push Bangladesh into a deep crisis. With its resignation suspended and political activities banned, the party says the election process has lost credibility. Citing its long electoral history, the Awami League argues that excluding the party that led the liberation war undermines the nation's democratic foundations. In its statement, the party outlined key conditions for joining any future polls. These include lifting all restrictions on the Awami League, withdrawing what it calls fabricated cases against Sheikh Hasina and senior leaders, releasing all political prisoners, dissolving the current interim government, and forming a neutral caretaker administration to ensure a free, fair, and inclusive election. Nawal Singh Parmar, Akashvani News, Dhaka.
Thailand's Prime Minister Anuthan Charanwirakul has announced that he is returning to power to the people. He has moved to dissolve parliament and clear the way for elections earlier than previously anticipated. A report.
Government spokesperson Siripong Ankasakulkit said the move followed a disagreement with the largest grouping in the parliament, the opposition People's Party. Thailand's King Maha Vajiralongkorn later endorsed the decree making way for early elections, which by law must be held within 45 to 60 days. This political turmoil coincides with a fierce border conflict between Thailand and Cambodia. However, Thailand's Prime Minister Anuthan had told reporters on Wednesday that dissolving parliament would not impact Thailand. Military operations along the frontier, where clashes have broken out at more than a dozen locations, some involving exchanges of heavy artillery. Shagun Chopra for World News.
In Japan, an earthquake of magnitude 6.7 hit the east coast of Aomori Prefecture this morning. Japan Meteorological Agency said that the earthquake occurred approximately 120 kilometers south-southwest of Cape Erimo at a depth of approximately 20 kilometers. Following this, the agency issued tsunami alerts and said it is dangerous to be in the ocean or near the coast. The agency has further said that anyone in the ocean should get out of the water immediately and move away from the coast. This earthquake follows a 7.5 level tremor in the same region on Monday. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back to World News. Canada's new anti-hate bill C9 has been amended to distinguish the sacred Hindu, Jain and Buddhist swastika from the Nazi symbol. We have a report.
On Wednesday, the House of Commons Standing Committee on Justice and Human Rights unanimously agreed to remove the term swastika from the English version of the bill. The original draft of Bill C9 had described a banned hate symbol as the Nazi Hakenkreuz, also known as the Nazi swastika. Hindu, Jain and Buddhist groups objected strongly to this, arguing that this phrasing incorrectly associated their ancient, sacred symbol of good fortune with Hitler's emblem of hate. The amended text now refers only to the Nazi Hakenkreuz or the hooked cross, ensuring that the legislation targets the Nazi symbol alone and not the religious swastika. The amendment was moved by Liberal Party MP Anthony Housefather after concerns were raised by Indo-Canadian community groups over use of such terminology. The proposed legislation will make it a crime to intimidate and obstruct people from accessing places of worship, schools, community centers, and other places primarily used by an identifiable group. The committee's vote is a major step forward, but Bill C9 must still pass through the remaining stages of debate and approval in the House of Commons and Senate before receiving royal assent and becoming law. With Aishwarya, Ashish P. Abraham, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Austria has passed a law banning headscarves in schools for girls under the age of 14. The measure will apply to girls in both public and private schools. The terms of the new law means girls under 14 will be forbidden from wearing traditional Muslim headgears such as hijabs or burqas. Parents would face fines ranging from 150 to 800 euros for repeated non-compliance. The US has imposed sanctions on three nephews of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, among others, yesterday. The new sanctions on Franky Flores, Carlos Flores and Efrain Campo came a day after President Donald Trump announced that the U.S. had seized an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela. The sanctions aim to deny them access to any property or financial assets held in the U.S. and the penalties are intended to prevent U.S. companies and citizens from doing business with them. The United States has reiterated that it will deny tourist visa applications if the individual's primary purpose of travel is believed to be giving birth in the country to obtain U.S. citizenship for the child. In a post on social media, U.S. Embassy in India said, U.S. will not process visa applications if there is any indication that the tourist intends to give birth on American soil as a shortcut to obtaining citizenship. It said this is not permitted. Asian Cricket Council ACC Under-19 Asia Cup 2025 began in Dubai this morning. In the opening match of the tournament, host UAE won the toss and invited Ayush Mhatre-led India to bat first. The match is being played at the ICC Academy ground in Dubai. Young sensation Vaibhav Suryavanshi is also part of the Indian squad. The men in blue will face arch rivals Pakistan on Sunday. A total of 8 Asian teams will compete across 2 groups. India has been placed in Group A along with hosts UAE, Pakistan and Malaysia. On the other hand, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Afghanistan and Nepal will compete in Group B. Top 2 teams from both the groups will qualify for the semi-finals. The final match will be played on the 21st of this month. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin once again. Prime Minister Modi to embark on a 4-day visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman beginning 15th of this month. Sheikh Hasina's party, Awami League, demands neutral caretaker government for Bangladesh to hold free and fair general elections. Thailand's Prime Minister Anuthin Charanvirakul dissolves parliament, paving way for early elections. Canada amends new anti-hate bill C9 to distinguish sacred Hindu, Jain and Buddhist swastika from the Nazi symbol. Fresh earthquake of magnitude 6.7 hits Japan, tsunami alert issued. And in cricket, ACC Under-19 Asia Cup 2025 begins in Dubai. India invited to bat first against host UAE in the opening match. That's all in World News. Stay tuned to Akashvani.